All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 421. I am your host, GBD, here in New York, New York. And we are joined by Shipwreck today, only.
Only Shipwreck.
I mean, we don't need anyone else. All we need is Shipwreck.
Well, it's just Wombat's having some technical difficulties and life stuff, so...
Yes.
We'll be back next week.
Yes. I don't know if you've noticed or not, but the audio hasn't been that great recently. So we're trying to sort that out. And Wombat's very busy. So he's sorting it out right now.
You know what's also not great? This organic beer that I'm drinking.
It's not?
No. It's fine. I just have no reason for drinking organic beer.
Right. It sounds like a scam. Just a way to make it cost more.
Well, it came in my... like beer of the month club. So it's not something that I would have picked up off the shelf.
Do you have every type of like package club? Are you subscribed to basically every type like beer, comics, toys?
I haven't done a comics one, but yeah, I mean, I have Arcade Block and we have one that my kid gets.
There's a kid, you got your kid or started already in that?
Yeah, yeah. She's
That's
already.
That's wrong, I feel.
No, it's fun. She likes opening up a box that has like a couple toys in it and a book.
Right, sure. Who doesn't?
We need to get sponsored by these people. So
right. What's the kid one called?
Oh gosh, now it's Citrus Lane is the name of it.
I don't like the name. Unless they pay us, then I like it.
I don't know. And my wife gets a couple of those makeup B ones.
Right. So. Right.
There's at least one mystery box coming to our house a week. So,
that's a fun way to go through life.
It is. It's not bad. Like the Arcade Block is pretty good too. Other than they've started including Retro Magazine in every box, and I've already subscribed to Retro Magazine.
So you're getting less value.
Right. Which I don't know. That's fine. But you don't subscribe to any of these?
No. I got it as a gift. I got the Loot Crate. For 2 months or three months?
I did Loot Crate for a little while.
I'm drinking a giant latte and it's making me gassy. I wasn't terribly impressed with the stuff personally, but, I got like Groot socks and I think I had holes in them after one wearing. So
I have those same socks.
Did you wear them?
I've worn them. They've held up okay. They're not as good as the Sonic the Hedgehog socks that I got from the Zed box that I get sometimes from England.
Right.
I buy mystery boxes from England sometimes.
You're a weird guy, Ship.
This is my life.
You're just buying mystery boxes from anywhere that it'll send them to you.
Yeah.
Do you have like a fruit of the month club? No, that's too healthy. You wouldn't get that. Chili of the month?
Do they have that?
Meat? There's got to be some sort of meat of the month that you get. Or
no.
Or would want to get.
I sometimes get meat in the mail.
Of course.
Not on a monthly basis.
Interesting.
It's fun to get stuff in the mail.
I agree.
You come home from work, you see a package on your porch. It's exciting that nobody stole it and that you have a package.
Imagine once the drones start delivering everything. It's going to be really exciting. Is it? Does that make it more exciting? Maybe not.
I don't know. I'm not going to be there to see the drone.
Yeah, only if you see it.
Right. My projector's in a box somewhere on the way back to BenQ headquarters so they can do the firmware update. I finally sent it in.
Why BenQ? 2015 BenQ. Come on.
You have the technology to make a projector with very small latency for video games that can do 1080p on a 10-foot screen, but no firmware updates.
Well, yeah, they forgot. I think they came up with this great projector, and then after they shipped it, they went, "Oops, maybe not." So I just tested out the new Starbucks app where you order before you go into the store and then you just pick it up. It's waiting for you. Have you tried that out yet?
I have no reason to try that because there's like two people in front of me at Starbucks anytime I go.
But this would be faster, Ian. It would just be waiting for you.
It just seems like then it would get cold.
No, come on. It's not going to be. We have to know when to order it. You got to time it right. So anyway.
This really isn't something I need to solve in my life.
No? Well, if you live in New York City, it's a problem.
This isn't a Ohio problem.
Easily, you can walk into a Starbucks in New York City and there could be 12 people online in front of you. So I was like, all right, I live really close to a Starbucks. I'm just going to order it from my apartment. And my wife wanted something too, so I did it. And I walked over to the store and I walked fast because I didn't want it to get cold. And I walk in the store and the two employees working there are just like, you know, talking to each other, relaxing, whatever. And I walk in and I walk over to the bar area to see if there's any coffee there, and there's nothing there. And I was like, oh, I ordered with the app. And the woman's like, oh, shit. And, you know, she looks over at the machine and she sees my order, and then she goes to make it. And I'm like, I understand. It says beta on the app, right? So she's like, yeah, we just started doing it. I don't know. I guess there's no alarm or anything when an order comes in. It's just you have to be looking at the thing that prints out receipts. That doesn't seem like a good idea.
No. Well, I mean, it sounds like there was no line when you got there.
No, there was nobody there, of course. Right. But I wanted to test it out. I'm testing now. Where, you know.
I don't know. This seems pretty unnecessary to me.
Well, for you, but in people who live in populated areas, this is a big problem. They can't get their Starbucks.
It is. It's a big problem.
Sure. Testing their microphones and getting Starbucks is a big problem.
I don't know. I've maybe like in an airport, which I'm sure you can't use this service on Starbucks. Like that's the only time I've really like walked into Starbucks.
I'm sure it would work. Why wouldn't it work? They just have to once they roll it out.
But aren't the Starbucks like, aren't the baristas? Is that what they're called?
That's what they're called.
Okay. Aren't the baristas going to serve the people that are directly in front of them rather than going to get a coffee from computer screen?
I don't know. I have no idea. I can tell you in my case, they they just talk to each other and don't look at it. So it was not a successful test.
How much did you tip?
No, I do it all from the app. So I don't even know how to tip from the app.
Oh, it's right there. You can tip later.
No, I said I don't know how to tip. You must have misheard me.
I use their app to pay.
Also, when they went to make my drink after I got there and told them, they made it wrong. They made both of them wrong. Then we laughed about it. And she was saying how it's funny because she said that you actually have to pick it up in a separate part of the store if you order on the app, because people will just take anything. They don't know. They see a thing that looks like it could possibly be their drink and they just grab it and then they walk away like, oh, I ordered a tall, but oh, there's a venti. It's probably just mine because they like me, and they just walk out the store. That's what she told me. And I was telling her about it could be worse, that she could be working at Bed Bath & Beyond. And her eyes like exploded out of her head, basically. It was fun. I had a nice time.
What's wrong with Bed Bath & Beyond?
Oh, did you shop there a lot or no?
Occasionally. It's not my go-to shopping experience.
Because my experience here, and I complained about it on Twitter, and they actually called me. I haven't talked to them yet, but you're going to get the exclusive first, Ship.
Okay.
So they have a problem. They have a problem in New York City where people show up with like 20 coupons and 20 items, and then they get the discount on everything, you know, because they accept coupons even that have expired or whatever.
Sure.
They don't care. And that's fine. But somehow the people that always have the 20 coupons have like a million questions about the transaction, or they're trying to return stuff and buy stuff at the same time. I don't know what they're doing. But it requires the entire line to just shut down for a half an hour while they figure out how they satisfy this one person. And the crazy thing is, it's usually, you know, or not usually, but often, sometimes it's like a woman who appears to be like super wealthy and it's just like, hey, I got all these coupons and I got to make sure.
That's how she got wealthy.
Right. Like this one lady, I looked over, she had all these coupons and she's like making sure that she gets her 20% on like lip balm or whatever she's buying. I look at her hand. She's got like the biggest diamond ring ever on her finger. I was like, oh, he's just, you're killing me. And she even turns around and she's like, you should probably go to another register. I was like, oh, you got me to kill you. So anyway, I went to this, I was at the store, BBB the other day, and I was about to try to buy some fake ice cream. And, you know, it was one of these people like that with the coupons.
You're trying to buy fake ice cream?
You know, I buy the ice cream that's like 150 calories for the whole, in the whole pint. It's mostly water.
They sell food at your Bed Bath & Beyond?
Yeah, there's a supermarket upstairs. Like a small supermarket.
Huh.
So, you should have came over there.
We don't have that in our Bed Bath & Beyond. See? We have not gone to that level of Beyond.
I told you I bought that big gummy bear there for you.
Well, but that makes, like, we have candy type items, novelty candy, sure, but not ice cream.
Oh yeah, sure. All kind of cookies. We got it all. Not at all. They don't have it all. They don't have like like meat and stuff, but they have a lot of stuff. Anyway, so I just left my food. I don't think I had ice cream that day. I probably wouldn't have left the ice cream right there. I'm not that much of an asshole. But I left whatever I was buying there. And I was like, oh, and I tweeted about it, and they called me after they direct messaged me and then asked for my phone number. I wanted to tell them, you know, how they could fix their store just by moving all those people to the customer service area.
That's what they do here.
I don't know. The people don't want to go there. Maybe. I don't know what the problem is. I can't solve the world's problems.
You guys just aren't as organized there.
They may not be organized, but I'm going to fix it. I'm going to call the guy back tomorrow, and we're going to fix it together.
I'm glad you're going to fix the New York area Bed Bath.
I'm fixing all the problems everywhere. I'm fixing Wombat's microphone. I'm fixing retailers. I'm doing it all. World hunger is next.
So after this exciting Bed Bath & Beyond story, let's hear about some light bulbs.
So all my my test bulbs came in. So I bought the bulbs that I thought would work best for the new living room, mm-hmm. which are the BR30s, in case you're keeping score at home. They're like the downlights, they call those.
Okay.
Just for shooting down, you know, from going into a ceiling, shooting down. Mm-hmm. I don't really have a place that I can properly test them here because I'm not going to take out the lights that are here. It's too involved. But I put them in a lamp, or I put them in a couple lamps. And yeah, it's really a lot of fun to control it all with the app. And using the widgets works perfectly. It's very convenient that you don't have to unlock the phone. Just swipe down. You can have all the different scenes in there. You can turn off the entire house's lights just from one button. It's a lot of fun, Ship. I think you would enjoy this in your fun room basement. Something. You don't need to go like full on, but I think maybe the new light strips when they come out might be fun for you. Mrs. Cheapy is putting her foot down already, though. And
already?
Yeah, she thinks it's too cheesy for the new house. She's allowing me the light strips. I'm allowed to have the light strips that are, they do white light and also colors, but I think that's about as far as I'm going to get in terms of colored lights. We can still do the white hue lights.
Okay. That
I think that's reasonable. Seems okay.
Yeah, it's reasonable.
She's like, she thinks it's too disrespectful to have too many colored lights. She might be right. She's probably right. She's usually right. So so that's the Philips Hue update. But it is really fun to play with. And I hooked it up to Alexa, which is amazing. It works perfectly. You saw the little video I sent you, right?
I did. It was cute.
That didn't make you want to buy it immediately?
I don't get as excited about different colored lights as you do, I don't think.
It must be my simple mind. Ooh, yeah, I mean, ooh, lights on, lights off. It's fun, though.
It did look fun. It just, it's not high on my list of things to get.
I understand. I need lights, though. So yeah. If you needed lights, then maybe you would look at this.
I'm too busy buying mystery items from Europe.
Right. All right. That's the light bulb report. People are up to date. So now I have to wait. What I have to do is wait for the new wireless dimmer sets to come out that come with the white bulbs. And maybe those will work in the recess lights in the ceiling for the new house. But I don't know, because they might be the recess might be too deep and the bulbs might be too shallow. I need help. So we'll figure it out, though. Don't worry, Shep.
My main concern with stuff like that is, I don't know, it just seems gimmicky to the point where they're just going to stop supporting it at some point.
Don't say that. It's okay. We're going to be prepared to have regular lights also.
Okay. Just so that you have that as a backup plan.
I'm not removing the switches from the walls. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
How about some show feedback from last week? What do we got here? At Christopher2685 wanted an update on Wombat's grandma. Was it his grandma with the ghost story or aunt? I don't know, but we don't have an update.
It was at his aunt's house, but it was his aunt's mom.
Oh, it was the grandma's ghost, right.
Yeah, grandma's, yeah.
I think.
No update, maybe next week.
I know that he said he has no new news. I feel like if it was a ghost, if I had a ghost letter, I wouldn't be sitting on it. I would, you know what I mean? Like that would be my priority.
He's using this time to fabricate it?
Who, Wombat?
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying Wombat. I'm saying his relative. Like if I had a ghost letter, if I was his relative and I had a ghost letter, I wouldn't just be like, oh, I got a ghost letter. Just put it, you know, throw it back on the desk and go on with my life. I'd be like, I got a ghost letter. I got to go on Maury or something. Does he still have a show?
Sounds reasonable.
could be. Arsenio? I think he does have a show.
No, I think that got canceled again. Oh. I'm not positive, but I think that's canceled again.
Okay, I'm not surprised. Aries Dog writes in, I guess we were talking about a Disney Infinity 3.0 last week, and he says, there is a Marvel playset coming for Infinity 3.0 early 2016, just like the Force Awakens one they're not talking about until it gets closer to release. Okay. Gotcha. I think I'm set on the Infinity stuff. I got a closet full of stuff for Ty for his birthday that was on clearance. We got a lot of value. So I think we're good there. For Watch This Bitches, this week's, the most recent Frontline on PBS is, it's a three-parter, and only the first part is out now, and they're going to release it over the next couple of weeks, the rest of it. It's called My Brother's Bomber. It's not like the most uplifting thing, but it's you remember the Lockerbie bombings, Ship, in the 80s?
Where were those?
Lockerbie.
Lockerbie, yes.
So this guy, his brother, died in the bombing, and he was on the plane.
Okay.
And he is investigating. He's basically investigating the bombing. One guy went to jail for it and was released. He had like prostate cancer and he got early release. And so this guy whose brother died flew to Libya to find out like what really went on there. And it's really well done. It's not really depressing despite the subject matter. It's the guy has a really good outlook on it and a good personality. Who's, the director. And yeah, I think people who enjoy my documentary recommendations would enjoy Frontline, PBS Frontline, this for the next couple weeks. Not you, Ship.
Definitely not me. You could not make me watch that.
It's interesting, though. It's not depressing.
I don't like interesting things.
You don't? How could you not like interesting things?
They're uninteresting to me.
They are?
All right. Yeah. We're like on season 6 or 5 of Mickey Mouse Club now. I've lost track.
You've lost your mind probably as well.
Right.
Watching this.
Oh my gosh. There's so many episodes.
Doesn't it look like they put so little effort into making those? Some of those episodes. It's like there's barely any animation at all. It's just like, I don't know. It's like it's Disney. They could make anything.
It's got to be like one of the longest running shows on TV at this point.
Yeah. So just, I don't know. What does that tell you? Kids will watch anything.
I don't know.
I watched a lot of it, so I know.
Oh, it's. I like that they end every show with the same song, with the They Might Be Giants hot dog song, because it instantly wakes me up at the end. I know that
something needs to happen. You need to pay attention.
Right. Okay. I got to figure out. Yep. She's still there. Time to do the hot dog dance.
Yeah, I remember those days. I'm glad I don't have to put up with that. Now I can watch Star Wars Rebels. That's pretty good. We're watching Narcos on Netflix. Not Ty, but Shima and I. Pablo Escobar. That's also really good. I think we just watched the first episode of that, and we were like, all right, we're pretty hooked already. It seems like they just have infinite money to spend on these things, and they find the best actors to play these roles. It's really the guy who plays Escobar is just, you know, perfect. Not that I would know, but he's doing a good job. So a lot of good stuff to watch. How about some new releases? We have anything?
Yes.
Exciting.
We do. We have Skylander Superchargers.
I saw them all over the Toys R Us in Times Square.
There's not that many of them out to begin with.
They have a big display, though. That's for sure.
I'm sure they do. I mean, when I was there, they basically had the E3 props at that Toys R Us.
Right.
The huge statues and everything.
Have you played
They had
this?
A giant portal. I remember the portal. They have a desk that looks like a portal of power. I was pretty excited about that.
And they weren't even using it. It was just sort of sitting there.
No, it was just kind of sitting
junk
there.
Junk inside.
Right. Skylander Superchargers. This is the one, of course, where they have added vehicles to the mix. We are playing it on the Wii U. I bought the dark version, which comes with the dark version of Donkey Kong and his vehicle, because the Nintendo versions, they've got Bowser and Donkey Kong in there for that weird switch where you can make them either Amiibo or a Skylander.
Right.
The weird thing about that is, like, playing as Donkey Kong, it immediately makes you think, why have they not done this?
Right. Where is their real Toys to Life game? Disney Infinity or whatever they want to call it. Obviously, that's what their new console is going to be based around, right? Because they're so, like, you know, they're so late to everything, right? This is going to be their cutting edge.
I mean, it would just be enormous to have a game with all these Nintendo characters where you're just going around from all the different universes.
Right.
It doesn't even have to be, like, as good as, like, a Super Mario, like, platformer.
No.
But just good enough,
which is what, like, Infinity is, and probably Skylanders is too, right? Just basically good enough.
Like, it's good enough. It's enjoyable enough. I like the vehicles in this. It's set up similar to any Skylanders game where you're just going through levels, but at certain parts, you can either play as, like, you can do ground based like cars, vehicles. There's the water vehicles and there's air vehicles. And so the levels kind of branch off into those three different directions that you can go. And it's nice. It breaks up the monotony of a typical style Skylanders game where it's, I don't know, platforming in Diablo style. So now you have these races and they're not quite races. They're like on rail sections where you're in a car. There's battle areas where you're doing car battles. I don't know. It's
not kart racing. It doesn't have kart racing.
There is that as well. I have not played that at all. That's an entirely separate mode in the game. Is they have a racing mode. The 3DS version is also just strictly racing.
Gotcha. But and Infinity is getting that later, right? The kart stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. They're getting that in one of the add-on packs, right?
All right.
But yeah, it's another solid Skylanders.
Do you have it? Are you buying it?
What?
The Skylanders.
I have it. Oh, that's what I was saying.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I was saying we have the Wii U version.
Ah, right. Sorry.
So we're playing with that. And the way that, like, we play co-op, and so only one person drives in like the story mode. So the other person's like on a turret. Which is good because my wife doesn't like doing the driving portions.
That's always fun when you can do it that way.
Yeah, they know what they're doing with these games at this point. And I'm a little bit concerned. Like, I don't have the desire to buy all the vehicles. So I'm interested to see how they do on that front. It's just not as interesting as buying a character to me.
Right. I can see that. I see. I don't know, man. I walked into that Toys R Us in Times Square. There's so many figures now. The whole downstairs is Skylanders, Infinity, and Amiibo. It's just a sea of figures. I don't see how they could possibly sell all these figures. Is it going to really be that big of a hit again this holiday?
I don't know. So many. Something has to give, right? Because you also have the Lego one coming out.
It's too many. It's too many.
I also saw on Target that they, in the same aisle as all this stuff, they cleared a space for that that Marvel Light Blaster game. I forget what the name of it is right now.
I saw the commercial for that, yeah.
Yeah, so that's thrown in that same aisle now too, as well as Guitar Hero and Rock Band.
There's
a lot of stuff coming to life.
Right. There's enough Loki figures. There's enough Iron Fist figures at that Toys R Us to last a lifetime.
I feel like that Toys R Us, though, is almost like a warehouse for other Toys R Uses.
I don't know. Like, it's crazy.
That's not a normal Toys R Us.
No. No.
But what else came out besides Skylanders? Right. We have Blood Bowl 2 came out. Have you played a Blood Bowl before?
I have not, but I watched some video of this.
It seems like it would be something that you may like, but it requires some learning. I remember playing the first one, and I never got to the point where I was winning on a consistent basis.
There's a lot of learning, I think, in this
game. The strategy part of it, I liked what was going on, because it's almost like chess with Mutant League football mixed in.
It's turn-based. It's turn-based football.
Yeah, it's turn-based.
With monsters.
Pseudo football. Yeah, monster football. But I know people that like it really like it.
If it was hockey, I'd be playing it, but I just don't care enough.
I'm surprised
football.
They don't do that with these. Like, just make different sports. But
football works well for turn-based.
It does. FIFA came out. I think that'll do well.
They'll make a few bucks, you think?
Right. I think they're going to do all right on FIFA this year. Soma came out, which is that horror game.
So? Ma? Mm-hmm. Yep. About wine? Is that what it's about?
Possibly. I don't know.
Sounds scary.
It's been a busy week. I know that Soma... is something that I have looked at before and it looked interesting, but I'm not into horror games all that much.
Right. I like to sleep. When I close my eyes at night, I like to sleep. I don't like to think that there's something going to jump out from the closet, or I think of like a girl crying or any of those things. I just like sweet sleep. I'm crazy like that.
Let's see. What else came out? Oh, really? Car Battler Joe came out on eShop for the Wii U. That's random. That was a vehicle battle game with RPG elements for the Game Boy Advance. It was really good at the time.
Okay. But I like those types of games.
I'm surprised to see it on the list here. I did not expect to ever hear from Car Battler Joe again. And also the Shovel Knight DLC came out, and it's apparently free. Did you ever get around to playing Shovel Knight? I know Wombat did.
No, I did not, but I have interest in playing it.
Well, you get a whole other game, I guess, with this DLC. You get another character, and it's like you're playing a whole other game.
Cool. Ho Princess?
Plague Knight.
Plague Knight, okay.
Is, yeah.
Plague of Shadows, look at that. Yep. All right, what else?
Oh my gosh. What else is out there for PC? Something had to come out for PC.
This Extreme Exorcism game that came out. That's the game that we watched the video of it. There was Indiecade at the Museum of Moving Image in Queens had like a bunch of games there, and this was one of them. And Ty was really interested in this for some reason. And we went there just basically to see it, and it wasn't there. but it was still fun to go there. It's like some sort of... It looks like Towerfall. It reminds me of Towerfall. But I'm not really sure. I don't know too much about it. But that's Extreme Exorcism for you. Hold on one sec. My air conditioner just turned on, and I want to turn it off. Okay?
Okay.
Hold on one sec. You keep talking about video games. It'll only take me a second.
Okay, I will. There's a video game called Shapes of Grey. That sounds like something. And GB, are you back?
Yes.
Okay. Ty the Tasmanian Tiger 4.
No.
It is a thing that exists. This came out. Wow. This seems like... was this like a Kickstarter or something?
I don't know. I haven't been following. Excuse me.
You haven't been keeping up on your Tie the Tasmanian Devil?
Only one Tie I keep track of.
Huh. Well, this one looks like it's a 2D platformer rather than the games that you knew and loved from the PS2 era.
Right.
Hmm.
Go Ty. Good luck, Ty. Godspeed.
That's all the new releases that I care to talk about, I think.
Okay.
Anything else there that you know of?
No. This
What about Racing? The PSN Classic came out.
No, I don't know that one. Hmm. That's panoramical game looked kind of cool on Steam. It looks like a Rez type of situation with less shooting, but kind of interesting. I might check that out at some point. How about some multi-platforming and Wombat's news and stuff? Sans Wombat and his news. I've been playing the Rainbow Six beta. I guess I could talk about that. I think
I'm interested. It looked intriguing, what little I've seen of the game at E3.
I'm playing it on PC. It hasn't been running that well in the beta, but now it's just starting to go, so you don't have to wait like 20 minutes for a match to start. But it's pretty fun. Like, it's
just saving the ladies.
No, there's no saving the ladies mode in the beta. It's pretty much, I think it's just one mode where it's 5-on-5, and there's one side that's protecting a bomb, and there's one side that's trying to, defuse it. That classic bomb gameplay that you love, Ship.
I like Rainbow Six. For whatever reason, I don't usually like these tactical style shooters, but something about those games on the 360 were just great, those Vegas games.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what this one has that the other ones didn't. The environments are destructible. Like, it's a big part of the gameplay. So depending on what type of wall you're standing next to, somebody could shoot you through it, depending on what type of weapon they have.
Is that too much?
No, because I think they try to design the maps in a way so that you could actually pay attention to that stuff while you're playing.
Okay.
Because it's only 5-on-5, and it's in small areas.
It seems like the type of thing where experienced players are just going to wipe the floor with people who don't understand walls.
Yes, that is a thing that will happen. And there's certain walls that you can just bust through. You know, you can rappel and break through the windows and stuff. It's pretty cool. I got to say, it's pretty cool. There's different classes that you can be in and you get different abilities and loadout. It's, I think it was pretty cool. I'm going to keep playing the beta. I'm most interested in Terrorist Hunt. I think that's like what a lot of people like, which is coming back, but you can't try that in the beta. So I don't know. So far, so good. It's all going to be about the matchmaking in that game, in those types of game modes where you have to sort of know what's going on in order to not get wiped out. The matchmaking has to work really well. So we'll see. Good luck, Ubisoft. Seems good so far.
Good luck, Ty the Tasmanian Tiger.
Right. He's going to need it more, maybe. They seem to be on the right track with Rainbow Six, if they can just get it working online. Did you see this article about the voice actors trying to unionize?
I did. Did they do it?
I don't think they've done it yet. I think they're okay. In the process of getting support.
It makes sense, I guess.
Right. They're looking for royalties if the game is, makes money. And this is and stunt pay for vocally stressful recording sessions.
Let's just stick to that first one.
You don't think they should get stunt pay?
No. I don't. I think that's ridiculous.
Like, what if you have to scream a lot?
What if I do that at work? Do I get extra pay for just screaming?
I wish I could get paid for screaming at Wombat. making that money. I don't know. Yeah, well, look, certainly we appreciate, you know, great voice acting makes a huge difference in a lot of these games. Mass Effect, I think it made huge difference. So yeah, good.
Certainly.
I don't know enough about these things to really say too much. Good luck. Feed your kids. Make good games.
Right now they don't get paid at all, right?
It's on performance?
Right.
No, I don't think so. I think it's just a flat fee.
I guess I don't know enough about how actors get paid. I'm guessing they're trying to be equal with actors with this type of thing.
I think so. Wombat would know about this probably. I would guess that the game companies would argue, look, nobody, you know, we want to have good voice acting in the game, but I don't think people are buying Mass Effect 3 because Troy Baker is or is not the lead voice actor. But I could be wrong. You know, people may not just buy it because of the name, but the quality of his work, I don't know.
Like maybe a handful, and by that I mean literally like five of these people that we all could name,
mm-hmm.
That I would say could have some impact on the sales. Like you at least know going in that it's probably going to have better dialogue and it's going to be more story oriented when you see their names attached to something.
But it's certainly not to the degree of a movie. Where like,
no.
I'm not going to see this movie because Tom Cruise is not in it. Like, I don't know. It doesn't make sense, really.
Right. They're not bringing in the Sandler money.
Right. Right. So I don't know. Whatever. Like, good luck, everybody. Do your best.
I like it when they speak words.
Yes, and speak them well.
Yeah.
Oculus Kinect is going on right now, Ship. Do you know what that is?
I know that it involves certain people on my Twitter just blowing up my Twitter feed with VR news.
Right. That's a conference where they say the Oculus people get on stage and they go, no, 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 not yet. But here's Netflix and Hulu. We got Netflix and Hulu.
I saw that they had like a virtual, I don't know.
Virtual theater room? They call that.
Yeah.
Or something. I don't know what they call it. Ben Gilbert would know what they call that.
I looked at it and went, I don't get it. I don't understand why I would want a virtual surroundings to watch a movie.
Nobody wants that, especially in like a giant helmet form factor.
Maybe if you were just like living in a real shit box, but could afford these VR helmets.
Who are these people? I live in a van down by the river, but I have a computer and a $400 headset that I plugged into it. And I'm watching Netflix on a shitty screen. Like, I wouldn't, like, those screens are inferior to your television sets. So why would you, and they're close to your face. There's, something's got to give, right? I'm not a scientist, but I'm thinking that's not an ideal viewing condition.
I don't know. The most I take out of this Oculus thing and most of the little news stories I've seen on it is that this stuff is the software still is not there for it. Everything you see is, oh, they've managed so you can hit a ping pong ball with a paddle,
which you can't sell. That's reality. Not going to sell on, you can't put that on daytime television and sell it. It's not going to look good. I don't know.
Well, I think you could like, I could see that on like an Ellen show where they put these goofy looking headsets on people and project them doing stupid human tricks.
Maybe. But then they show it, like it's hooked up, it's, you know, let's hope there's a big box connected to it and a big streamer cables.
I don't think these are going to be commercially viable for a long time.
Right. But when they look like sunglasses and they're the weight of your sunglasses, then people will like it. So
I still have a hard time figuring out why if it's just like a small minority that's shouting about this being the next greatest thing. Cause I think that's what it is. It always seems to be coming from the same like section of the internet.
What section is that?
Just I don't like either people who are working on VR or have like are super into it, like as far as they've already got multiple units in their house.
Right.
Basically the Bencacheras of the world.
Right. Yeah. I mean, he's somebody who's certainly super into it. I just don't.
Which is great. I'm glad he's so excited about it. It's just a novelty to me. I just don't get it.
You got to have the software, but you got to move the hardware to get the good software. And that's going to be a huge problem as long as these things are costing $300 to $400 plus some other box that it needs to get connected to.
Plus that again, basically.
Right.
So $800 is your buy-in for most of this stuff.
But not even. That's even on the low end. You really want like some high-performance graphics cards. So, well, yeah, the buy-in on the low end would be PS4, right? So, yeah, all right. So, and Adrift in other news, Adrift is going to launch with the Oculus Rift. So it was supposed to come out this summer, I believe, was the initial plan. But now it's going to just day and date of whenever Oculus Rift launches, which is a good strategy, you know. I mean, as good as any. I don't know. We'll see. I'm excited to play that game. That was fun.
I just don't know what to say about this stuff anymore. Like it, I can't speculate on it anymore because it's just never coming out.
It's never coming out.
There's
got to be some sort of consumer product. They don't care. They don't need to. You have to understand. I mean, you do. I know you understand. They don't need to make money. They can put these out. They just don't need to get destroyed. They just don't want to get destroyed, right? They can lose money on each one of these. It's all part of the testing process. The goal is to make these so they're standalone products and that they make sense to normal people, right? Not just the Bens of the world. Multiple Bens. So until that point, I think it's just going to be a novelty. Until they look like Ray-Bans. And in other VR news, I guess this happened last week. Was this a Tokyo Game Show? Ship, because I remember you pointed
this
out.
Yeah, I thought we talked about this last week.
Oh, did we?
Maybe not. I don't know. PlayStation, I thought we did. PlayStation VR is, we talked about this, I think. No, you tweeted it out.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Yeah, that it's going to cost as much as a new console.
Yeah. So 400 bucks or three. Either way, that's a lot of money for a video game console accessory. I mean, if the Move couldn't do it, how much did the Move cost? What was the buy-in there? You just needed the wands, right?
You needed the wands
and the camera. But even still, that was less than $100, right? You could get for one wand.
I don't know that it was. Well, you had the wand, and then you had the nunchuck part of the wand as well.
Right.
I want to say it was a little bit more expensive. It might have been $100. I don't know.
I feel like there was some sort of $100 kit. But who knows? I don't know. So it just seems like that's destined to fail right there. I don't know how you can – who's going to be making software for
– It's really hard to say that that's the one you want to jump in on, the PlayStation 1, just due to their track record of not supporting their peripherals.
Right. Well, I mean, it's just impossible. Who does? I mean, you can't say that Microsoft is, you know, after they dumped the Kinect pretty fast
One. No, most definitely. I mean, the Kinect was the most successful video game peripheral of all time. And we saw what happened with that.
I still can't get over that. I just don't know how that happened. It's one thing if you're going to dump it, but dump it before you launch the system. It's just, that's insane. That whole thing is insane. I'm waiting for that book. Onto Microsoft, since we're pretty much already there. When is this? What's up with this Xbox One Elite console ship? Are you studied on this? Is this something that I need to get?
That's the one with the hybrid drive in there. It's
right, but I need you to do the math for me, because both my Xbox One, all my controllers, all my current gen controllers are garbage, apparently. and they're all broken in one way or another. So I feel like I want to get the Elite controller at least and keep that, like, you know, away from Ty and his friends, and just that'll be my controller. So if I'm going to get that, does it make sense to just get one of these Elite consoles too? Is there some way that I can justify that with using math or science? I mean,
are you looking to get a new console as well?
Well, I'm out of space on mine.
Well, but that's
cheaply fixed.
Right. Like, the thing with the Xbox is the external hard drives are, it's so easy to increase your storage that,
okay,
by adding a bigger internal hard drive, it's not really a selling point, at least to me.
Okay. So it's only really
I mean, you're going to get the solid state, the hybrid drive in there.
Right. So it's going to be faster or no?
It's going to be faster. Yeah.
Is what's making they say that it's the Xbox One Elite console is 20% faster to get out of standby mode. Is that because of the drive or is that because of something else?
No, that's because of the drive.
I mean, that's not even, who cares? It's not like it was taking a long time to get out of standby mode.
Right. That's the thing.
Is that a problem?
It's I don't know. This isn't a bad console, but I can't, like, you already have an Xbox One. I think you'd be fine just buying the controller.
Just get the controller. It's crazy. Okay. That's what I figured. I was just checking.
The crazy thing is it doesn't even come with a Kinect. How can they even call it Elite?
It should come with a Super Kinect. Whatever that would be. I don't know. I got Forza 6 from Gamefly. I got around it again, Chip.
Nice.
But I can't really get into it. I'm getting kind of bored. It was nice that they give you free cars if you played all the other games. So, like, you wind up starting with a lot of good cars. But you still have to race the slow cars in the beginning like you would in a Gran Turismo. It looks great. I like, you know, I definitely noticed the 60 frames per second over the 30 frames in Horizon 2, and that it does make a nice upgrade. But
does it still just feel really sterile?
Yeah, you're still doing all the same things that you were doing before in these games. They've added a virtual, of course, they've added virtual cards to this game. Because, of course.
Can I buy those with real currency?
Not yet, but stand by, Ship. Stand by. Okay. I'll let you know when you should get your credit
card.
That's
what I'm ready to jump in.
And with those cards, you unlock, they're called mods, and then you can get bonuses like, now I have a mechanic, and when I race on this course, I'm 10% better at that shifting. I don't know. Something. It's just stuff like that, which is, you know, it's fun. Everybody loves to play with cards, so okay, I guess. But yeah, it's just, so far it's, you know, Horizon 2 feels so alive and this feels so sterile. I just hope they get the 60 frames in the next one.
Had like a racing wheel or something? Would that benefit you?
I think that the game, you know, it handles awesome. I love, you know, I play on the simulation settings and I think it's a lot of fun and it's challenging. But you know, you're still racing in a circle and I can rewind at will, and which I, you know, enjoy, but I've played this game so many times. I don't even get a radio stations like I get in Horizon. So I don't know. We'll see how far I get into it. I don't anticipate getting very far. Whenever Ty sees me play it, he's down with Horizon. He's like, I don't like that I have to do a race in this. Can't I just drive around? No, son. They ruined it.
Right.
So yeah, so the sort of the love is gone there. I did get to play Party Hard on PC finally.
Oh, cool.
They updated it and how the controller works.
Nice.
This is a weird game.
It's addictive, I think, though. What did you think?
I can't get past the first level. So if you remember, we talked about this before. There's parties going on, and you're a murderer, and you have to kill people during the party, but you can't have people seeing you do it, otherwise they call the police. So you have to do it in a sneaky way, but it doesn't feel like a stealth game. Maybe because there's techno music blasting? And I guess, I mean, I didn't get past the first level, but the first level, they're clearly playing Axel F, but you know, with a few mm-hmm. notes changed, which is great. You know, it makes right. it really fun. But it is challenging. How far have you gotten?
I think I'm on either the third or the fourth level. It took me several tries to get past that first level.
What are the tips? What am I missing? Why can't I get?
Are you picking up the items?
There's, no.
Okay, so in each level, there either be a suitcase somewhere stashed, or there will be a kind of guy with a trench coat that comes, okay. and you can get an item from him.
Mm-hmm. What kind of items?
One of them is like a change of clothes, so that if somebody sees you doing something and calls the cops, you can change into a different outfit, and so then it's kind of like a get out of jail free pass there.
I was definitely getting better as I played. Like I was,
yeah. I mean, that's
half,
the thing.
Killing half the room, maybe.
Yeah, that's the thing is you kind of have to learn what the game like will let you get away with.
Right.
I would stay away from poisoning the food because it seems like people can track you on that somehow.
He's not eating the food. It must be him.
Right. Do you dance to blend in at all?
I did. I figured out the dance button kind of late.
Okay.
Does that have any benefit?
I don't know. I just
it's fun.
Do it
rainbows come out of him when right. he dances.
Sometimes people get upset at you and punch you.
It's really fun. I mean, if you like those pixel art style graphics, it looks like King's Quest. But
yeah, it does. Killing. It does look like that. Yeah. I don't know. Some of it's just a weird game.
Yeah. Party hard. I will. iOS 9 came out. Have you
9.01?
I haven't updated to that yet.
Okay. You're missing out.
I haven't noticed it being that much better, really. Have you noticed a big change?
Spotlight is a lot better.
Okay, you get less like hanging.
Well, no, it just searches through stuff so much better. For example, the Gamepedia app that I use to track my games, it's called Pocketpedia is the iOS version. Spotlight can now look inside that program. So I can just type in a game name and it can quickly, without having to open up the app, I can see if I have it or not.
Right. That's cool.
It's Spotlight is much better. It digs through stuff inside of apps better than it did before.
Sweet.
But I don't know. It's I like iOS 9. It's not
the font. You like the new font?
It's fine.
It's the future. Futuristic makes you feel like you've upgraded the phone.
I they somehow do that every time, I guess. It's like the same font, but somehow different.
Right.
They've managed to figure that out.
Yeah, it seems fine. They also updated the watch operating system to 2.0. I haven't really noticed a huge difference. It's supposed to run the apps natively now so that they're actually useful. And you don't have to wait like 10, 15 seconds for an app to load. But it still seems pretty slow to me. So I don't know. It hasn't been...
Have you been using the news at all on iOS 9?
No.
The news app?
I use Google News.
I use Feedly usually, just because I don't want real news mixed in with the stuff that I'm reading.
Right.
But the news app seems okay. It seems like it's their first attempt at this. But
it sounds like it's just like Google News, right? Is it selected by a robot or whatever and made to look nice, formatted to the phone?
So similar to that, yeah. And you pick out like what like sports teams you like and stuff like that, video games, that type of thing.
Right. Yeah. Google sounds like a lot like Google News.
Yeah. It
knows
not
I like Howard Stern, and it keeps sending me Howard Stern stories. And it's right. I want to read them. Let's do the CAG bag. We have a question from Sliderwave, and he asks, is there a glut in the video game industry right now?
Like, just too many video games?
I don't know. Are we on a downswing? Are there too many Toys to Life figures? Is that going to cause the next downswing in video games? The next crash?
I mean, just looking at the number of games that come out each week, I do wonder how, like, who is buying all this stuff.
Right.
It just seems like I think we have a glut of indie games. That's for certain. I think it's got to be really hard to stand out in an indie game market now.
Oh, yeah.
Just because every week you're launching against 20 something other indie games. There's certainly not a glut in AAA video games. It's a weird shift that's happened because so many AAA video games were bombs that like Konami for existence, they got out of that game.
Yeah, it's too big. They didn't want to take the risk.
Right. It's too risky. So we have a glut of non-risky video games now.
Right, which is why we get an Assassin's Creed game every year.
Right. I don't know. It's
in that way, there's a glut.
Yeah, it's strange to see so many games coming out and them being of pretty high quality. Most of the games that come out, I would say now, it's not like 10 years ago, there were games that would come out that would just literally be unplayable. Like you would fire up a Xbox game and you're wondering how it got to the point that it got published. And that doesn't really happen anymore. People know how to make video games now. It's just a matter of, are people going to buy that video game?
Right. And there's a lot of research out there that tells them whether or not people are going to buy that video game.
Right. So I don't know. I don't think we're going to crash or anything. It's just, it feels like there's got to be a tipping point at some point here where all these games can't be making money.
Right. Yeah. There's limited money out there. Not everybody, you know, not everybody can throw $60 at every game that comes out.
Right. And limited time. I mean, you get people this Metal Gear game and it takes 100 hours for people to play. I mean, you don't have enough time for that.
Yeah. I can't get past this one mission because I know it's going to be a long mission. And I know, you know, if I start now, it's probably going to take me 45 minutes just to get through this if I'm lucky. And do I have 45 minutes? It's hard to get through these games. It's hard out there, Chip.
I know. I realize that. I used to be able to play all these video games, and now I look at a list, and it's just too much.
Yeah. You got to pass on Tasmanian Tiger 4.
In the past, I would play that. I still might. Mm.
And here's sort of a follow-up question. At Spencer Kellis writes in and says, home consoles seem to be healthy and thriving after people thought they would die. What is the future of portable systems? iPhones and Android phones.
Right.
I think is where we're going. But I think, you know,
I think Nintendo still has theirs.
They still have theirs. And I think that, I know we've talked about it a million times, but I still think they're doing that fusion thing where they're going to have a portable system that is really just a portable version of the home system that they're going to put out.
I think they could knock that out of the park. I really do.
Yeah. I mean, we've been talking about it for probably 5 years, right? Yeah. At this point. I mean,
which is about Nintendo's timing.
Right. So I think Nintendo is the future of portable systems because no one else is going to, you think Sony's going to put out another portable system? Could they? I mean,
I think they should get out of the game on that, but
is it worth it just for Japan? Like,
if they can, they do.
Maybe it's worth it just for Japan, but I think it's hard to stop. I mean, you know, my friend who's at TGS this year said that it's sadder than ever, and it's more mobile booths than ever. So we're totally heading in that direction. So that's the future. The future is Nintendo and cell phones. At Atlas Shrugged 80 writes in and asks, does Shipwreck have any rules about who is allowed in his game cave? Is there any age requirement? Will it be used as a guest room?
There's no age requirement.
What about all the nudity that goes on in there? All the right. Art, all that risque art on the walls?
Well,
you serve alcohol. You have to be careful, I think is what
right,
he's saying.
I do. I don't know. As long as they're not touching my stuff, it's fine.
Will you serve underage children there? Yes or no?
I think legally, no.
No. Legally, no. But it sounds like from his voice that he might slip you a beer if you're nice to him.
Right. Right. And it's not going to be a guest room. No.
No. That would be disrespectful to the game museum that's down there.
Right. Nobody's going to be sleeping in here. Right. I mean, we have a guest room upstairs. So.
Right. There's a guest house.
We could throw an air mattress down if somebody really needed to stay down there.
If somebody wanted to pray at the game shrine and they want to do it in their sleep, you could make that happen.
Yeah. If somebody wants to fall asleep next to a giant gumball machine full of He-Man figures.
Yeah, what was up with that?
I can make that happen.
Is that just an art project?
I filled a gumball machine full of He-Man figures.
Can you get them out easily if I needed to invest, you know, playing with the figures?
Yeah.
Just take the top off?
Top comes straight off.
Sweet.
I had to figure out a way to display He-Man figures that took up minimal space and took into account that none of their legs support their body.
Right. The springs are all gone, right? They just bend over.
Yeah. I mean, He-Man figures to begin with, like their legs.
Right.
It was hard to get those guys to stand up on
it. It was very hard.
So
I think it did a good job. I like it.
I like it too. There's a light inside. I might get some LED lights.
See, now we're talking. That. Now you're speaking my language. At Jacobson J writes in and says, with the upcoming Zelda, Mario Maker, and Smash Brothers, is it worth getting a Wii U now, or should I hang on to my cash? Is Zelda upcoming? does that count as upcoming?
I think there's a lot of good games on Wii U. There's no denying that at this point. Like if you have interest in Nintendo games, the Wii U has enough of those.
But you probably bought it already if that was you.
Right. I mean, if you're looking for a console for kids, Wii U makes a great console for them. That's the categories. But I have a really hard time recommending that now is the time to jump in on Wii U.
Right. Now's the time to bail, to make fun of the Wii U. Pretty much.
Well, I've been playing a lot of Wii U lately because I'm playing Skylanders on there and playing Mario Maker, which is great.
Is Zelda going to be on the Wii U, or is it going to be on the next?
If it is, I bet it's going to be on the next thing too.
Right. And it's going to be better on the next thing when it works portably and on your home screen.
It's just, it's hard to recommend this because the price really hasn't dropped on it. And
right.
Everybody can see the immediate end in sight.
Totally. Yeah. So no, the answer to your question is hang on to your cash. Adam Raffle writes in and says, with recent NeoGAF user claiming Star Wars Battlefront is broken, he's an alpha tester, should we be surprised coming from DICE? I mean, it's an alpha test. I wouldn't expect it to work that well at this point. They're still working on it, probably. They're racing to get that shit done.
Right. I mean,
it means nothing.
Pretty well at E3.
Look, the game could be working like hot shit right now, like in a good way. The game comes out and it could be totally broken. It means absolutely nothing what state the game is in right now.
Doesn't matter till that day one patch.
It means absolutely nothing. Good or bad. It could go either way. It's just, you know, the game's either going to work or not when it comes out. It doesn't matter what's happening now.
I ordered a PlayStation 4 that comes with it, so.
Oh, so you're good to go.
I am.
Is it preloaded on there? I know it's not.
I don't know.
It's not.
Is it a code?
It's got to be a code. But so you're not getting a GameStop, I guess.
I am not getting it from GameStop.
You're getting it at Best Buy, I bet.
I did order it from Best Buy, yes.
I can't believe I got that Infinity 2.0 starter pack, the toy what is it? Toy box starter pack. It was like, was it like $12, $13 or something?
Right.
All these big Infinity boxes are coming to my house for such little money. It's pretty glorious. At Andrew Fast writes in and he says, of all the game releases remaining this year, what games do you think you'll spend the most time playing? I know for Ship it's going to be Tomb Raider or Fallout.
Yeah, I mean, those are the two big ones, I think.
Assassin's Creed, you're probably...
I'm a couple back on Assassin's Creed.
Right. Yeah, it's hard for me to get excited about that. I think Fallout, yeah. I just have to decide whether to get it. I think I just got to get it on console and then maybe get it on PC when it gets cheap. I don't know. I hate these hard decisions. Convenience or pain? I don't know.
Right. Or maybe
pleasure and pain. It hurts right. So good though, Ship, when it doesn't work and then it finally works.
You should do then is buy the PC version, and then when you can't get that working the first week, then you can buy the console version as well.
That sounds like a horrible idea. I don't know. We'll work it out. These are good problems to have, I have to say. Can't complain.
I mean, I'm going to play a lot of Halo as well.
That's another one. When you walk into that Toys R Us in Times Square, the first thing you see is the Halo section, all the toys and stuff. It's literally right by the ramp when you come down. But I guess I'm excited about Halo as well, but I'm going to say Fallout because Mrs. Cheapy will watch me play Fallout. All right. I think that's it, Ship. We got through all the questions. That means we win.
We did a good job.
We did it. So, I will thank you all for listening. I'll remind you to follow us on Twitter at GBD, at New Wombat, and at Shipwreck, and at Video Game Deals. Thanks, Thorbon, doing a great job over there. And yeah, we'll see you next week. Hopefully we have Wombat's audio problems hammered out. See you later.
Red's done.